Hi, Daily Dosers. My name is Paige Payne. I work here at North Coast on the Vista campus in high school ministry. And today we are talking about faithfulness. And when I hear the word faithfulness, I can get kind of stuck in this like self-righteous pursuit that's honestly kind of exhausting of be faithful, be faithful, be faithful. Because the reality of it is if you're not faithful in all things, are you really faithful? And if we think about someone who like is adulterous or has cheated on their spouse, it's not just like, oh, they're kind of faithful. It's like, no, they're unfaithful. And I think about that with the Lord and how as we're seeking to pursue him and seeking to become more like him and following him and wanting to get to know him and this pursuit of Jesus, he asks us that we would be faithful all through God's word. Even in earlier on in 1 Samuel, it tells us this. It says, but be sure to fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart. Consider what great things he's done for you. And it talks about being faithful, being steadfast, being people who are loyal to God, loyal to his word, being people who are can remain with him, and just kind of that concept of faithfulness. And I think so often I want to give God you can have this part, you can have my finances, God, okay, you can have my time. And then there's little things that I'll like kind of hold back and won't be faithful with. Honestly, a big one lately has been my attitude. Like I'll just have a really internal bad attitude about something and know it's wrong for it just to fester. I know that's not being faithful to the Lord, but I kind of just want to hold on to it and keep it. And as I've been thinking about faithfulness and what it means to be faithful, it's honestly sent me a little bit into a tailspin of do more, be better. And you guys, it's exhausting. Like we come on here every day and we learn the next thing we need to be doing to follow Jesus in just the right way. And then the next day getting more and more and more, we can become so neurotic in trying to follow the Lord. And I was talking with a friend and she pointed me to such good truth in Galatians. It talks about the fruit of the Spirit, which we hear all the time, love, joy, patience, gentleness, self-control. And I never realized, well, first of all, the fruit of the Spirit, it's one thing. So when the Spirit is in us, this is what naturally bears. These things come. We don't just work on peace, and we don't just work on self-control. We don't just work on gentleness. When we have more of the Spirit in us, when we're living according to his Holy Spirit that he grants us, these are the things we bear. And I realized in Galatians, it says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And then another part of here, I think it's 1 Corinthians, it talks about like, and a gift of the Spirit is faith. And this faithfulness is a gift. It's given to us by the Lord. And as we seek to be in tune with God's Spirit, as we seek to have more of his Spirit and less of our own flesh and selfishness, and as we choose to open us up to all those hidden things that we even want to hold on to, instead of trying to go piece by piece by piece by piece of let me be faithful with this and let me be faithful with this and neurotically control our lives to think we're doing all of the right things to be faithful with the Lord, what if instead we just said, God, I want your Spirit. I want it to dwell in me. I want it to change me. I want it to have all of those gross, ugly parts that I kind of want to hold on to. And what if you took that on? And I'm convinced that if we start paying attention to the Spirit, if we start living in the Spirit, if we start seeking more of the Spirit, faithfulness will come. And I think I found a lot of hope too in 2 Timothy. It says that when we are faithless, he remains faithful. And so it's not about us being faithful in all of the right ways and remaining so steadfast and faithful. Yes, those are such good things, but out of the self-righteous controlling my life, like, no, let's be people who live in the Spirit, who practice faithfulness out of an abundance of life with God.